On a Zoom with me, because that's how we do everything these days. We drink on Zoom. We work on Zoom. We party on Zoom. We interview artists on Zoom is the incredible Al Makuka. And I've probably said it wrong, but that's how we say it in South Africa. So, Al, welcome to my Zoom. And please tell me how to say your name.
Thank you. You nailed it. Al Makuka. That's it.
Yay. Yay. I'm so glad. See, South Africans, we have 11 official languages. I think we're good for pronunciations.
No, you are. You are. You're covered. You're covered.
Okay. Greek Zambian artist, amazing artist. We play so much of your music on Jacaranda FM. We genuinely love you. And I'm not just saying that because I have an interview opportunity with you. Genuinely, we love you. And you Thank just you. Gifted us with something brand new. But before we get into that, because we've already played it and it's loved, 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 I want to know how you're doing. Because obviously we're in level 700 million of lockdown. 2020 didn't really count, but kind of did. How are you? And like, how is your life?
I'm doing good. I must admit, the last year has been perhaps the most challenging year of my life on a personal level, on a professional level. And I'm quite sure I'm not the only one who feels this way. But overall, I'm doing good. I mean, look, there has been a silver lining, despite the fact that 90% of my shows, both local and international, were canceled. And I had some really cool shows planned, and some cool trips and collaborations and endeavors in general, that all kind of just got pushed back indefinitely. The silver lining was that I was able to really focus on making music, something that became more and more difficult over the course of my career so far. You know, the more busy you get, the less time you have to be in the studio, the less focused you are in the studio when you actually are in the studio. And the pandemic kind of fixed that, you know, forcefully, because I've really just had my music to work on for the last year, aside from a few shows here and there that managed to happen. So I'm very grateful for that. And I can't wait to share everything that I have been working on. I feel like, you know, as an Afro-European, my vision all along from the beginning has been to figure out how to fuse my two cultures. And, you know, it might sound quite simple and straightforward, but these two cultures are very, very diverse. Mm. And the contrast is very great. So it does take some time, you know, figuring out what elements to take and how to incorporate these elements and, you know, what formula to use and stuff. And I kind of feel like over the last year, things really just clicked. I mean, look, they have been getting to that stage over the last 2 years, I feel. But I think now I really understand how best I want to handle this fusion of my two beautiful cultures.
It's such a big job, though. Like, if now listening to you speak, thinking about my cultures and how I would possibly fuse them into something beautiful and creative that I was willing to share with the world, that's a big job, dude.
Yeah. Like, how? But that's my life. Well, welcome to the life of anyone who is multicultural, let alone multiracial. You know, there is this weight to carry, which is both, let's say, a weight and a blessing, you know, but to really represent your cultures fully is a challenging thing. You're absolutely right. And something I will continue to learn how to do for the rest of my life, 100%.
Yeah, I think all of us, though. Okay, so lockdown happens, music kind of, well, the world shuts down. Music can carry on because you can write and you can record, I'm assuming, wherever you are in the world. But lockdowns obviously taught us all a lot about ourselves, and we've had a little bit of time for introspection. What did lockdown teach you about you as a human? Not as an artist.
I feel like I'm still figuring that out. It definitely revealed many weaknesses to do with how I unwind, or the lack of my ability to unwind, my overthinking, which is something that I, you know, I do way too much and have been doing it for a bit too long. My relationship with friends and loved ones, and, you know, just sort of highlighting those who are really important to me and kind of taking the spotlight away from those who aren't. And I think above all, like the most important realization so far, at least, because I feel like this is still like I'm still coming to terms with what's going on a personal level. The most interesting thing has been to realize what it is that I really want out of this life of mine. You know, I've had ambitions for a long time. I still have. But over the last year, I kind of saw things in perspective a little bit and had the opportunity to take a step back and think twice about certain ambitions or certain paths that I had started to follow towards these ambitions. So that was very, very interesting because everything kind of just went quiet. You know, there was this sense of tranquility, calmness in my life, and obviously not just my life, I think for most people. And it was quite easy to see what was working and what was not working. And I really appreciated that.
It was really necessary. I think if we weren't forced to stop, a lot of people would never have stopped and would never have had the break that they needed. As much as it was traumatic and scary and a lot of people lost businesses, I think it was very necessary because it helped people find their purpose and figure out what was really, really meaningful in their lives. Exactly like you said. So valuable. Okay. So we come out of kind of lockdown into a new version of lockdown, and you gift us with something absolutely beautiful. And then you kind of tease us with what it is and what it means and what it's going to be. So I played the new single Lost featuring Adekunle Gold. And when I posted it, everyone was asking about the ever. And you were like, well, I'll reveal this. All will be revealed in due time. So for those of us that haven't seen anything or haven't been following, tell us about the song and the secret Avo.
Okay, sure. So Adekunle Gold is one of my favorite African musicians. And it's actually such a blessing to be able to finally release a song with him. We met each other virtually about 3 years ago, maybe just over 3 years, when I remixed one of his songs called Ire. So that remix came out. And right after that, I kind of threw in the idea of perhaps, possibly, if, you know, our paths cross, you know, doing a collaboration. And I guess, you know, these things really happen at the right time. It has to be the right time for both artists. It has to make sense business-wise. Anyway, so 1 year passed. And then one random morning in 2019, I think I was actually in Italy at the time, he called me and was like, bro, I have a song. Let me know if you're keen. I mean, before I even heard the song, I was keen. But of course, once I heard what he sent me, it blew me away. And it was a very tough time in my life, actually, 2019. I had just been dropped by the label I was with at the time. And I felt like everything was going smoothly. Everything was great. You know, things were working out the way I wanted to. And then obviously that happened. And so it was, he caught me at quite a low point in my life. And the song gave me an opportunity to jump back up. And it's interesting because the lyrics are quite melancholic and quite sad. You know, it's about being separated from the person that you love, not being with the person you love. However, when I tackled the music, I gave it this super uplifting summer vibe, happy, optimistic kind of thing. So there's this interesting juxtaposition between the music and the lyrics, which I think works and is fun. And hopefully will work this summer in the West. And obviously when we experience summer next. And then obviously we worked on this song and it just came out a few weeks ago. So, you know, still so much excitement, still very early in the promotion stage. And the avocado was something we teased people with in the beginning. A lot of people, a lot of friends who were very open with me kind of just sent me messages and were like, what, like, this is random. Okay, I mean, it looks cool, but like, why would you throw a random avocado in your artwork? And I said, just, you know, be calm. It'll make sense soon. And And so the idea there was to make a music video for the song that addressed the current issue, the pandemic, because this is something you really can't ignore. It's affected every single person on Earth. So we wanted to address it, but we wanted to address it in a positive way. And so if you've seen the video, you'll notice that as it starts, you have this news announcement, this anchor saying that the world is starting to open up again, and people are able to travel and lovers are able to reconnect. So the story behind the video was two avocado halves that were separated by the pandemic when lockdown happened. They're from different countries, so they couldn't travel and they kind of lost touch, and they're avocados, like they don't have social media and everything like we do. So one half of the avocado finds this very charming, friendly, and loving human being who is interested in helping him find his other half. And they go on this journey. Eventually, he does find his other half. They're reunited, and the video ends. So, we wanted to do something that was very positive, that was very lighthearted. I feel like the last 12 months have been some of the heaviest 12 months of our lives, and we wanted to do something that contrasts that entirely, and something that would put a smile on people's faces and give optimism to those people who are still in lockdown, or people who have just really been, knocked off their feet, during the last year.
Which is pretty much everyone. But I do want to just go back to how you talked about the juxtaposition between the music and the lyrics in the song. And I personally, what I took from it, and I hope that this is what you wanted, the song is very deep and melancholic, the lyrics, and they make you think. But the music gives you hope. And it makes you feel like, yeah, even though I'm completely alone and isolated right now, there is something to look forward to. And I do think that it gives you that looking forward to summer vibe because of the music. So you're like, okay, cool. It is kind of the winter of my life, but summer is around the corner and we're all going to be fine soon.
Yeah, I totally agree. 100%, 100%. And it's funny because as soon as I received the demo, I instantly felt like that is what the song needed. I never even considered for a second making the music kind of reflect the melancholic vibe of the lyrics. I never for a second thought that this is going to be a sad song. It's purely just sad, something you can cry to. No, I mean, I from the beginning, I don't know what it was, perhaps his vocal delivery or the vocal melody line that, just had this sense of optimism in it that could be expanded upon, through the production and the composition of the music around it. So I 100% agree with you.
I genuinely loved it. It reminded me a lot of one of my favorite bands, Noir Désir. They have a song, I'm Lost. And it's also quite sad because he sings about being very, very lost. But he it's not over for him yet. There's still fight in it. And it's very similar in that, yeah, it's a sad song, but it's also a fight song because you're not giving up. Al Makuga, what are we awaiting from you in the rest of 2021? Because obviously things are slowly kind of opening up. What are you gifting us with?
So firstly, I hope to be back in South Africa for another show soon. In fact, my last international gig was Ultra Music Festival in Joburg. I really thought that it was my debut also. It felt like everything was working out, and then bam, just the world closed. So hoping to be back in SA soon. Aside from that, really hoping to start touring again. I'm playing a few small shows in Zambia at the moment, which is cool. Aside from shows, which are still a little hard to predict and plan for, you can definitely count on a lot of new music. If there's one thing that has been working for the last year, it has been the music. And I've been in the studio nonstop because it's really been my only my place of hope and a place where I could really just express myself and vent out and release all these ideas that I've been building inside of me for years. So there's a lot of new music. In fact, I hope it's not official, but I hope I can actually release an album next year, because I feel like the timing is perfect. It would also be a great idea to drop an album before I turn 30 next October.
Before you turn 30, you're so young. You have your whole life ahead of you. That's great. I was just thinking while you were talking, I'm old. So when we went from albums to EPs, and then the youngsters had to explain what an EP was to me, and then now we've gone back to an album. And it's so interesting to me how, as the world changes, so does how we consume music. And EPs were good when we were busy and only being able to consume like short little pieces of an artist. Now that we have time, we want long form. We want to listen to an entire 8 to 12 tracks of lots of music. And it's very cool how you guys understand that wave and you kind of like ride it.
Yeah, I mean, oh my gosh, it's insane. I mean, I'm 28, but I've seen a lot of the transition. You know, when I started producing music, it was all on cassette tapes. Wow. So I was, you know, there for that. And then obviously CDs, and then, you know, the digital era that started after that. But it's crazy how fast music is consumed these days. It's almost like fast food.
Yeah.
You know, I know some artists who release every 6 to 9 weeks. You know, they're just constantly dropping singles, and that works the Spotify or Apple Music algorithms, and their numbers go up and up and up. So yes, from a business point of view, if you follow the current trends, that works. But I still find it a little bit odd, you know, like so much music so fast. Do you really allow the music to sink deep enough within the listeners? You know, there are questions about whether this is sustainable for the better of for the best of the art. You know, it's an interesting question, but definitely it has evolved a lot, and it's going to be interesting to see where it's headed.
We really genuinely hope that we see you back in South Africa soon. We need music. We need live music. We need to do all of the things that we used to complain about: standing in line, fighting for a beer, getting pushed and shoved, dancing to our favorite person, walking for 700 kilometers. We need all of these things again. So please come back as soon as you can.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh my God. Thank you so much for your time. This is really great.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.